verse 1 of chapter 19 says, "The Lord, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem." What he had done had dishonored the Lord. We read of this in the Gospel of Luke. The children in this world, of this world, are wiser in their generation than the children of light. And we saw this exemplified, exemplified with Jehoshaphat and King Ahab. Now he was a recipient of the mercy of God. He cried out and the Lord helped him. And now he comes back in peace. And this peace can only be the peace which God alone can give. No doubt those in Israel had their own ideas as to why is it that Jehoshaphat can go back home, but Ahab is dead. That's the end of chapter 18. Ahab is dead. Jehoshaphat goes back to Jerusalem in peace. Whether he passed through Israel or parts of Israel in peace, when he got to Jerusalem, he was in peace because of the grace of God. But there's the government of God. Hanani, Jehu, the son of Hanani the seer, went out to meet him. He didn't let him get to settle down. He came with a message from God. "Shouldst thou help the ungodly?" There's no minimizing of the thing that he had done. "Love them that hate the Lord." He lays it out clearly what he has done. "Therefore, wrath is upon thee from before the Lord." The very one that you have dishonored. He has brought you back in peace, but he's going to deal with you. You know, brethren, this is something that sometimes we have to realize. In spite of the fact that God says there's no iniquity in Jacob, he has to deal with Jacob. And he didn't say there's no iniquity in Israel. Israel was the name he gave him, a prince who has had power with God and has prevailed. But he says there's no iniquity in Jacob. And then in Malachi he says, "I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore ye sons of Jacob." And who was Jacob? The trickster. The one who bargained. The one who did everything to serve himself. And when we fail the Lord, he'll defend us in the presence of the enemy. But his government will come upon us. And this is something we cannot escape, nor we cannot close our eyes to.